All right, Rebbe, we'll say good morning. We are continuing on page Kuf Lamed Beis. So if you remember again yesterday, so the Ramchal, we began the section of Chemda and Taiva, coveting or desire and coveting. So if you remember again, the Ramchal discussed that this negative nida of coveting and desiring manifests itself in two ways: a desire for money and a desire for covet. So the desire for money, we discussed already yesterday, could create an insatiable desire for material wealth, an insatiable desire for money, which would then overtakes and overshadows everything else. We then transition into the more severe form of desire and coveting, which the Ramchal discussed was the Chemdas HaKoved. Ultimately, again, a desire for honor, a desire for covet. We give the example, ultimately, again, of Yerava ben Nevat. And then to continue in the examples, Migaram leKorach gives another example. What caused Korach, Shiyovat hu v'chaladaso imo? What caused Korach to go ahead and lose his life and the lives of all of his assembly as well? Elam epnei covet. Korach got lost ultimately again because of covet, desire for covet. Umikram alihu, it's a pasuk. Ubikashtem gam kuhuna. The Chacham Zichron Livracha higidu lanu ki kol zeh nimshach mipnei shera eli safan ben uziel nasi v'hu rotze lihios hu nasi bimkomo. The entire rebellion of Korach comes about because eli safan ben uziel was appointed as the tribal head or as the familial head, and Korach wanted that position. So Korach launched an entire rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. And remember again, of course, people who want covet never say it's about covet, right? Because to say it's about covet sounds petty. So they make up a variety of different reasons. So of course, for Korach, his whole rebellion was never about him. His whole rebellion was about the people. I'm a champion of the individual's rights. Kulam kidoshim, everyone's holy. So ultimately, again, Korach's entire premise was, this is not about me. This is all about you. This is all about the people. This is all about Moshe and Aaron's abuse of power. And ultimately, again, their affront to the masses. At the end of the day, the irony is so intense because Korach didn't care about anyone but himself. And this desire for covet fundamentally destroyed him. But remember again, and here's, I think, what Ramchal is bringing out also, this insatiable desire for honor, for covet, doesn't just destroy the individual. Remember again, for Korach, it impacted the community. There are 250 people who died. There are 250 mishpachos who were impacted. Remember again, Rashi points out that it was women, children, families who perished as well in this fire of machlokas that was created by Korach, all stemming from his need for covet. An incredible and overwhelming example. Hushagarm lefidas chacham inzuchon levracha ela meraglim sheyotziyo diba ala aretz yivgarmo misalam lechol doram mipmir osam penyimat kvodam bichnisa saaretz shelo yihi yuheim petaba pech koflam gimon nesim liyisrael v'yamdu achim koman. This is incredibly close to the Zohar. And the Zohar writes, why did the Meraglim deliver their disastrous report? Right? What was at the root of this disastrous report? The Meraglim were scared that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they would no longer occupy positions of prominence. Right? They thought that their positions were ultimately tethered to their time in the desert. But once we leave the desert, go into Eretz Yisrael, they're just going to be ordinary people. They were so scared of losing their positions of prominence that they literally sabotaged entry into Eretz Yisrael. Now here's the amazing part. The amazing part is that if you were to ask the Meraglim, why are you doing what it is that you're doing, right? They would never say, in order to hold on to her. In fact, again, remember, the Meraglim, when they come back and they give their report, what do they say? Right? We can't go. We can't go. Efes, Kirav Hamazah, they're too strong. Nothing about covet, nothing about honor, nothing about positions. So with Ramchal is highlighting, we'll say, here's the scary part about Chemdas HaKovet. Here's the very scary part about those who covet and desire honor. It blinds you. you know, it's one thing in life if I do something wrong and I know what I'm doing wrong and I know why I'm doing it, it's okay. You know, at least we all do things wrong, and hopefully we're even self-aware enough to know why I do the wrong things that I do. We commit it for a variety of different reasons. The scariness of COVID, when a person desires COVID, is that a person does things that are so clearly detrimental, and they may not even see the reality of what it is that they're doing, because sometimes they blind themselves to their own motivations. The miraglim, I'm not even sure we're necessarily acutely aware of what it was they were doing, b'shas maisa. Korach may not have even been aware about what he was doing, b'shas maisa. This is the power of chemdas ha-kavod. It is so strong, overwhelming, directs you to engage in negative actions and may even leave you blind to your own intentions. He goes on, Ama hischel shal l'arov al David. Why is it that Shaul turned on David? Right, Shaul HaMelech turns on David after David had become one of his most trusted generals. After David had become the king's son-in-law, Shaul turns on him. It doesn't just turn on him. But remember again, his mamish, ready to kill him. Not a metaphor, literally ready to kill him. Why? Mibnei HaKavod, Shneemar, Vata'anena Hanoshim HaMesachakos, Vatomarna Hika Shaul Ba'alafav, V'David B'Rivivosav. You know what happens? You know what happened? There was a victory parade after one of the military campaigns. And what happens? They're going through the street, and Shaul hears the women chanting that Shaul killed thousands, David killed tens of thousands. That was it. That was it. It was at that moment that Shaul decided, I'm going to kill David. They both say, now, by the way, just so it's important to understand, we're talking about great people here. Right, Korach was a great person. The Meraglim were of the most righteous men of Klal Yisrael. Shaul was a tzaddik. You see what COVID does to righteous people. This is the power, this is the destructive nature of Chemdas HaKovid. Even to incredibly righteous and upstanding individuals, suddenly again, what occurs? It's almost as if COVID hijacks your mind, hijacks your heart, and leaves you unable to engage in a rational thought. So Shaul is literally ready to kill his most trusted general, his son-in-law. Why? Because they said Shaul killed thousands, David killed tens of thousands. Migaram liyav, shiyames asamasa, ela ha-COVID. See, he's like, klal shal davar. Well, so let's skip to this next line. So what's the klal? Ha-COVID. Here's what it comes down to. COVID, the desire for honor, is what pushes the heart of man more than any other desires and wants in this world. We'll say that's a very strong statement, right? That COVID pushes the heart of man in a stronger fashion than any other desire in this world. So let's listen to this. Just understand what COVID does. It's COVID. We see, let's say it differently. He says, if it wasn't for a desire for COVID, what would happen? A person would eat whatever they could have. A person would wear whatever basic clothing he could find. A person would live in a home that would simply afford him basic protection from the elements. I would make enough money to support myself, and there would be no desire to be wealthy. Because ultimately, again, I don't want to look any less chashuv than my friend. So what happens? Machnis atzmo ba'avi hakora zos ve'inketz l'chol amalo. We'll say, listen to this. This is a very profound statement. Says Zan Chal, if it weren't for COVID, you would wear whatever you could find. You would eat whatever you would eat. You would live in a basic house that gave you protection from the elements. But because I don't want to look less than my friend, because at the end of the day, I have an image to upkeep, and I don't want it to be that I'm any less, quote unquote, chashiv, important than anyone else. So suddenly again, I have to make sure my clothing reflects my station. My home reflects my station. My parnasa reflects my station. Not because I necessarily need these things in order to be happy, in order to survive, but ultimately says Ramchal, it stems from kavod. It stems from chemdas hakavod, a need, a desire, ultimately again, to feel important, and ultimately again, to get respect, to get the kavod of those around. And as well, we'll stop over here. We'll see. Well, just one more line. Alkin Rav says, "Kron Levracha." Therefore, Chazal said, "We'll just finish up until the end of the section." Therefore, Chazal said, "Hakina v'hataiva v'akavod motzien asa adam min ha'olam." This is what Chazal meant when they said, "Kina, jealousy, which we spoke about; taiva, desire, and kavod, the want for kavod, the need for kavod." Literally, again, remove a person from this world. We both say that removing a person from this world means makes life exceptionally difficult. Were it not for kavod and my need for kavod, my life would be so much easier. V'sirunu al tevakish gedula v'al tachmud kavod. And that's why Chazal also say in others, do not go ahead and seek out greatness for yourself. Do not covet honor. Because the moment that a person covets honor in this world is the moment that life becomes so much more complicated. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Shavadim of Kuf Lamed Gimel tomorrow. Thank you.